Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Skeptic Overlord.
Well, hello. I'm responding to Relentless's podcast on podcasting 101, and with some questions on how to make this more interesting and fun, and sort of a better workflow. And that's something I worked on for a long time, is figuring out how to make this a bit more effortless and mimic what an actual radio DJ might go through in their workflow. So let me just play one of your questions.
Is that it would be cool if people would do podcasts in a thread like this.
Like this?
Where basically they're showing some of the new skills they're learning, like you've got something going on with the sound effects or whatnot.
Right.
I'm using Audacity, and I'm hitting this button to create this effect that we're actually hearing while you're doing it.
So what I've done is, I'm on a Mac, so I'm not like many of the other members where I've made the right choice of computer. So I have an application running that I mentioned in my Skeptic Overview, is called Audio Hijack Pro, and Zed is the go-to person for the PC side of things, and it's it really does make things so much better if you can find the combination of software that mimics that live workflow, where you can have audio files that you pick and play, and you play those in the middle of your podcast, just as if you're doing a live show, but you know you're recording it. And then another thing is to have the sound effects handy. And I have some software for Mac OS X called a SoundCart software. And I have little bits of sound files right
at the...
Right, there's Thomas.
Well, look here, Kalamazoo.
And then I have some of the ATS theme music. Little stingers, those are called. And other sound effects like the applause. All of those things, and I just, with the click of the button, they'll go ahead and play. So that's very helpful to have.
What the Overlord thinks.
And the Overlord thinks that he likes it. So that's really where you want to try to get to, is that the workflow where everything happens sort of sequentially as it happens, so that it's much more like a live show, and it's recording the MP3 to your hard drive as you go, making for a much more seamless production.
I saw a recommendation, I think, from Zed in one of his threads to try a program called Pod Producer.
Yes, very good.
I downloaded the thing. I couldn't get it to do anything, so I came back to Audacity, which I'm little by little learning little features.
Now, see, what I can also do with this software is I have iTunes playing your podcast, and I'm just lowering the volume, and it dynamically does the same thing in the audio stream. So that's very helpful for doing these things. And Pod Producer that Zed is talking about can integrate with the other applications on your computer in this way.
If they would contribute to the thread in this manner.
Yes, well, here I am. So that... it sort of helps understand really where it's going. And you know, I have some experience with programs like Audacity and Audacity itself, the more sort of the multi-track editing software. And it really is designed more for the post-production. After all the audio files have been created, you gather them together in a multi-track environment and sync them up, adjust the amplitude and add effects on a track-by-track basis, and then mix it down into a final file, whether it's MP3 or something else. And yeah, I've used a lot of different applications, and I have an application for that on my computer, Soundtrack Pro for the Macintosh. And they all work very well, but it's all post-production after you're done. And at least that's the original design of these softwares. And as you're podcasting, you've begun to understand that you just want to spit into the microphone what you have to say, turn it off, and upload the damn thing. And that's where it becomes much more fun and interesting.
Brightens intimacy and exhilaration. Psychoactive makes cute streams.
What is this?
Okay. Cute strangers, you can obviously tell this is
I think lysergic, well.
All right. Here we go, some phases.
So
yeah, that was phasers.
There you go.
You know, that was with Mike.
I'm not sure if this was a helpful reply positive. Or not.
Whatever. My brain went dead. It was with positive... God, it was the last option on there at the sliding bar. But anyways, I just want you guys to know the most important thing, I believe, is don't be afraid to experiment. Don't
well, there you go. Yes, that is actually the best piece of advice from Lysergic is just play with the damn stuff. You're not going to hurt anything. You might fill up your hard drive with useless MP3 files, but they can be deleted. And after that, you're just going to have more and more fun as things go along. So hopefully that was a bit of help. Maybe at some point the other three or four members that have Macs that are thinking about podcasting will listen to this reply and something good will happen.